You've probably heard the saying, necessity is the mother of invention, but so too is armed conflict. With the war in Ukraine entering its third year, we're also seeing countless innovations in drone warfare. It's a development organizations like the Virginia-based Advanced Technology Systems Company, also known as ATSC, are paying attention to. That's why their drone sting is our weapon of the week. From the air to the ground and the sea, Ukraine is showing an amazing ability to adapt drones to exploit opportunities in Russia's defenses. It's a development American defense contractors like ATSC have been following since Russia's illegal invasion in 2022. We are trying to take people out of harm's way by putting unmanned systems at the tactical edge or in the front to be able to defeat those threats so that we can use our people in other functions. Instead of taking force power and having it be strictly manning these things from a distance, we're able to force multiply by having unmanned units out and then letting things like our AI backbone and some of our command and control software take a lot of that burden off of operators. Paul Debs, president of ATSC, said, "Enter ATSC's drone sting. Touted as a versatile counter-unmanned aerial system solution designed to detect and neutralize individual and swarm drones, DroneSting can adapt to various environments, offering stationary and mobile options that provide a layered defense system. So all the systems that we build or the systems that we build are all modular. So what that means is we can swap payloads based off of mission requirements. So a lot of things are going to be determined by mission type, range, and then weight. So in this case, what you see here is a shorter range system for the kinetic defeat. But these can be scaled up to, you know, medium and longer range type of defeat weaponry," Deb said. Another point of emphasis for ATSC, putting their counter-drone systems on vehicles that are built for whatever the situation calls for. Where the mission goes can be pretty unpredictable from one day to the next, and so you need to have platforms that are able to adapt to wherever the mission takes us. And so rugged terrain, unimproved terrain, highway roads, that's what these are built for. For them to be adaptable in any environment, Deb said. No official word on a buyer just yet, but ATSC is actively involved in projects with the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, federal law enforcement, as well as coalition partners. So it may just be a matter of time before DroneSting is in the hands of American operators.